Well, happy Friday, everyone. It's me, Deplorable McAllister, aka Linda Paris. And as promised, we are back, the Sarge and myself. And this is a rather sad topic. I know a lot of you are interested in what's happening with the children. We're going to talk about the children, but a lot of it is sad because Sarge has given me the forewarning of this, but I've already come into contact with information that's upset me. So, hey, Sarge, how you doing? And I know some of this is going to be sad, but how are you doing?
It's going to be sad, but we're going to have to deal with it regardless. You know, it's something just happened to me again. And I had this pen right in front of me. Has anything like, I've been having these episodes of where I have my sunglasses, my keys, I put them down right here beside me. And then I get the, I want to get them and I want to use them again. And I look, they're gone. And then I'll get up and search the whole house for it. And then I come back and they're in the same spot where I started looking for them. I just couldn't find this pen. I just found it. And I thought this ascension is now happening. I don't know if we crossing timelines or whatever, but it's been happening to me a lot lately. I don't know if it's been happening to you.
Well, we have a lot of us have a lot of conversations, and it seems like a lot of people are going through a lot of the same things. But yeah, I am have had a lot of that where you see things, but you don't see them, but then you see them. It's mm-hmm. like you in my kitchen, and I talk to myself, people, but if I'm in my kitchen and I put something down on the counter and I walk into the other room, and then I'm like, oh, I need that thing. So I go back into the kitchen. I'm looking for it. It's not there. And I'm like, wait a minute. Yep. You know, like I even.
That's exactly what I mean. So I told my friend, my buddy in the Marines, that he said, you need to stop smoking that shit. I said, I'm not.
Well, that's what I thought at first. I'm that's saying, what I thought, but
I don't smoke nothing. What are you talking about? Yeah. This ain't got nothing to do with smoking or drinking or anything. This is just like happening. Just like I had my sunglasses on the top of my head. I take them off the top of my head. I put them down on the desk and I look for my sunglasses just to go back out. I just came in to run in to look at some information on the computer so I can get the product number that I was going to get. And then I look for my glasses. They're missing. And I swear they're not on me. They're not on the desk. And then I look all over and I say, listen, I retrace my tracks, you know, from the time I come from the truck, I see everywhere that I've been. And then I come back and guess what? It's right there in the, in the chair where I got out of, you know what I'm saying? It is no way that I couldn't have got up with this because this chair is just a computer chair. So I don't know. I just can't explain it, but I know what I want to do. What I want to do is hire some Mission Impossible guys, okay, to come and hotwire your house so we can hear you talking to yourself and Truman.
Hear that.
I know it would be funny. You would get a million views.
I will fight to my dying breath to make sure that never happens.
You never know with me. You never know. You don't know who I know, Linda. All right. You know.
No, but I've had the same things happen to me.
So you think this is a part of ascension? That's what I'm getting.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of it's happening in coordinates with a lot of other things, number one. Number two, I do believe that you can have your mind messed with this when you leave the room. You're not seeing it for some reason. I don't know why you're not seeing it, but then you have to come back into the room.
I'm thinking maybe I'm shifting timelines, or maybe the whoever is messing with us up there, just like, you know, I think they can displace objects if they travel 100,000 light years to get here. You know, so I don't know. You know, I don't know. I just feel like something is happening. And it's happening with animals. I'm talking to other people. Animals are acting more serene and more loving, and they've seen a different side of animals. Animals are doing crazy things, and they're putting them up on YouTube and Telegram and every place else of animals doing crazy things, like being even human-like. You know what I'm saying? So it's like amazing, some of these animal pictures that I've been looking at. What do you think is going to happen to the animals? Will we be able to lay down and sleep by the lions, tigers, and bears? Do you think we'll be able to do that?
Well, I have no idea, but I do know that listening to these knowledge, truth, listening to what people are saying, and if it resonates with me especially, and these super soldiers talking about other life that resembles the life here on Earth, but different sizes and different formations of it, like the insectoids and all of this. Right. I won't kill a bug felines. Now.
And the felines, because I was going to tell you about that the other day, but I didn't want to get into the felines.
But I won't kill a bug now because I came out, and we have these things called water bugs, you guys. And if you leave the doors open, they'll come right in. They own the dang place. And they're big. These things are big. And I just don't like looking at them. And I used to kill them because they're just big and ugly. And I didn't want them laying eggs.
Used to crunch them.
Oh. No, I didn't. I sprayed them. Aquanet. Oh. Anyway, I would spray them with bug spray or whatever.
I don't even want to kill a fly anymore. I just shoo them out of the way. You know what I'm saying? That's me. But let me tell you a little story, right? I'm selling my Aston Martin. It's off the market now, people, so don't even try it. So this guy gave me a great offer, and I was saying, hey, I got to take this offer because it's like $10,000 more than what the car's worth. But, you know, let me have him down. So he comes down from the town he's in, and he wants to go for a test drive. So, okay, we're going to go for a test drive. And so take him. I say, go down this block here. I'm going to take him around the park because there's a good little drive around the park that I live by. And you can basically get to know the car in the 5 minutes that it takes to go around the park. So I say, I'm going to take him there. So we get to the park and there's all type of squirrels always running across the street. And so this guy gets behind the wheel and he's driving. And of course, a squirrel runs out. So my normal reaction and normal people reaction is to slow down. This guy speeds up. He says, oh, I missed him. And he kept moving. And he would say, oh, man, he was talking about the gearing. At that point, he was not going to buy my car. You know, I don't care what he said. He could have offered me $50,000 more. He wouldn't have got my car. Because why are you going to try to kill this poor squirrel? The poor squirrel is just trying to get where he's going. And he doesn't know about roads and stuff like we humans do. You know what I'm saying?
He's not doing anything. He's not doing anything.
He's like, oh, how many? I missed him. Target practice or some stuff. He just made a joke about it. Like I was going to agree with him. You know, I said, yeah. And I'm looking at him at the side of my face. I said, you're not getting this car. You're not getting this car. And I don't trust you or my baby. And I'm thinking like, that happened for a reason.
Yeah. And that cuts to the core of our subject matter, because this is another thing that has given me such a new look at life.
Yeah.
You know, just the precious gift of life. And what's happening to these kids and the way they're treating these kids. That's the way we were treating the bugs. That's the way we treat, you know, these guys came out to work on my yard and they had to go out into the lake and there was a water moccasin out there and they chopped the head off of it and killed it. And I'm thinking, why did you have to do that? And the guy said, because it's poisonous. And I'm thinking, yeah, but why can't you just throw it back in the lake? You know, I don't get it. What do you think? This one snake is like, you know, going to go biting everyone, you know, or it's going to come back and get you or something. I just don't get it. And so I really reached the conclusion that we are programmed.
You know, as a kid, when I used to go and live with my grandmother in the summer, she lived in South Carolina and they lived on a farm. you know, 100-acre farm, and they had chickens, pigs, and cows, and all this other stuff. But I saw my next door neighbor. All right, they were running after the chickens, and she caught the chicken. You know what I'm saying? And she held it in her hand, and she wrung the neck of the chicken, and then just let it go, and they would hop. Like,
for that's what I heard. It's like a nerve. It's like the nerves. That's what I heard, but you don't know what it is.
You know, I didn't eat chicken for like 10 years after I saw that as a kid. I was like, no, what are you doing? It is so sad. It was, yeah, I was 8 years old or nine. I don't think I even ate chicken until I was like in the Marine Corps again, because I could not, you know.
There's so much going on with the food. You just want to be careful what you put in your body. Well, I needed protein at a certain point. So I started eating chicken breast. It's really hard for me to eat that.
Yeah.
Because birds, you know.
Listen, the avians would not even talk to you, Linda.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm thinking. It's a chicken. Yeah, it's a chicken. You know, these other birds have a lot more to them than a chicken. I'm not saying anything about it. Please don't write me a letter about this. But you know how chickens have that crazy look in their eye?
Yeah, I know. And it just hurt me because I used to like run after the chickens. I used to like to play with the chickens, especially the hens. Now the rooster I couldn't stand because the rooster was mean.
But, well, anyway, I'm having a lot more respect for human life. And I know that comes from raising my vibrations.
Yeah, all life. I mean, we're having more recognition and ability to appreciate all life. That's where we got to get to, you know, because we've only been taught this by these beings that have no respect for no life.
Yeah, well, they want to fatten us up so they can then eat us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to say something to you. To whoever out there in Linda's audience that sent me a gift, thank you. But okay, she's and she's not letting me get it. She's not telling me what it is.
Yeah, no. Listen, let me, you brought this up. Okay. So, yeah, I got this gift. And Sarge is going to throw this at me on the fly. All right. So I got this gift and this lady, and I could go over here, roll over here, and
don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Eileen, you sent me this. And
thank you, Eileen. Thank you. Thank
you. You asked me kindly.
I don't even know what it is yet, but thank you anyway.
You asked me kindly to send it to Sarge, which I am going to do. So I told Sarge, gave him a heads up, I'm going to send you this gift from Eileen. And Eileen, I'm going to copy your card and put a copy of the text of your message in there for Sarge. But if I tell him, I'll deprive him of the joy and the laughter and the fun that I had when I saw the gift. So I don't want to deprive you of that. So that's my motivation behind that. So I just wanted to let the world know.
Okay. You clean that up really good. And
I know, because just like I said, you're going to understand when you get the gift. And we'll come back to this subject after you get the gift. I'm going to send it to you. And we'll see what your feelings are on this. Okay. So now on to sadder thing. I mean, it post is office, sad.
Post office box 640, Syracuse, New York. Okay. I'm just going to put that out there.
Okay. Right. Speaking of precious life and all of this.
Oh, yeah. Now we got to get down. We got to face this as a species. We got to face this because we fell asleep at the wheel. Because I got an email from Long Wolf, and he was telling us about what's going on about the children and many other things since 2015 that has been, it's traumatizing. That's all I'm going to say. So, Just let me do a little breakdown. Since 2015, Wolf has been providing me with intel that has been 100% true and correct. In 2015, he told me that the military had control over the 2016 election, making sure that massive cheating in six states didn't occur. He also said that in 2013, a special ops mission was going to remove Barack Obama for treason and child trafficking, but it was scrapped because they knew that the deep state had hidden nukes, okay, mostly around U.S. cities, seven U.S. cities, you know what I'm saying? And he said that internal data pointed to the point that it was a 60-40 split for Donald Trump, and Trump won, but they allowed some of the cheating to occur. Now, this was going to be used to set up them in the 2018 election, right? So they allowed them to cheat in the 2018 election. And because 2 months before that election, Trump put out that first executive order that if anyone caught dealing with countries and corporations or anyone in the interference in our election, they could take their companies, they will be caught up on treason, and would in this executive order would have the right to go in and take all the assets of all these companies, take it over. It would become the property of the people, we the people. So let me get back to where I was talking. So Clinton was a patsy for the Khazarian banking cartel, and they would try to frame Trump as a Russian agent. That all came true. Okay, the next 2 years, he provided me with intel about the global child trafficking operations. Now today, on Sunday, he relayed to me that since Trump took office, they have been over 20, well, he said 18 to 20, but 18 to 20 million children alone rescued from dumps, from networks around the world. We're talking over 20 million. But then he told me, he says, like, before this happened, there was almost 10, between 8 and 10 million children each year that would go missing. And that's not including adults. Okay, there's adults going missing too. But this is just specifically on the children. Each year, 8 to 10 million children worldwide, mostly from poor countries that don't have any type of tracking systems like birth certificates or anything like that, that they can trace these kids back to where they're from or anything like that. So they will get on.
Sort if I could, since we know the news is in control of everything,
right?
Every little flooding, every little
National disasters. And also,
they don't even really need a natural disaster. Actually, they could just get old footage from a couple years ago and show it, which they've been caught doing, by the way, and just say, China earthquake, or this or that and the other, and just fake it, just go in there and steal a bunch of kids. And if nobody reports on it,
right,
it never even happened. Parents could be complaining to the Chinese government that their children have been stolen right off the streets,
and they do a fake investigation and let it go.
Or not even. Why would they even do a fake? And they wouldn't even have to investigate that because they're in. It's a harvest.
Yeah, you made a joke about something. You said, "Sarge, man, they invert everything. Like Child Protective Services, they kidnap kids. You remember you said that to me?"
Well, they're trafficking kids.
You're not lying.
Yeah, no. Yeah, they actually take kids from their homes under this pretense, and then they sell them. And these kids go missing into the Child Protective Services system. Everybody was mystified about it before 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, everybody. How could this be? What's going on with trouble? Well, now we know.
Now we know. Trump, when he first got in, his first executive order was to stop child trafficking. Okay. So we're not blowing smoke up your ears, to anybody out there that think, oh, that's crazy, 10 million. Listen, this is a big planet we live on, and we don't know what's going on in the planet. At 99% of the time, we don't know what's going on it. There are operations and organizations that have made it their, what, multi-billion, probably trillion-dollar industry to traffic humans and kids, and they use them for whatever reasons. Because one thing that you can't do with a drug that you can do with humans, you can resell humans. You can only sell a drug once. So what is the biggest commodity on this planet? It's humans. You know what I'm saying? And it can be sold into slavery or for worse things. Like the what we always talk about is the adrenochrome harvesting, you know, pure adrenochrome from these kids and from others, you know. So what he also said was between the ages of 1 and 12 was over 20 million kids that was kidnapped. And out of that, one half between the ages were between the ages of infant to 10-year-olds. So that tells me that these kids are being taken from these countries, and probably in America, over 800,000 go missing here in America. So don't think it don't happen in America. Go look at the statistics from the FBI that says over 800,000 kids. How can that even be possible? 800,000 kids.
Well, because when you say missing kids, this covers a very wide range of things, such as you've got prostitutes out there having kids, and oh, she had a kid yesterday, now the kid is missing. What did she do with the kid? You know what I'm saying? You've got underage girls having kids and trying to get rid of them. You've got kids that are missing from, quote, natural disasters or all kinds of other things. And you've got people or entities that have control of the weather. So missing kids, yeah, you could create a lot of situation where kids go missing, number one. Number two, they're buying kids, they're stealing kids, and they're creating natural disasters and just with huge numbers of kids that get separated from their families.
So he also put in this, that in America, the border situation.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that was a trap. That's a military sting too. He didn't get into details, but what I'm thinking is that, you know, when they let the border open, when Biden was supposed to be elected, you know, which he wasn't, you know, but anyway, they opened up the borders and they were trapping, they were letting these people come over, right? And then they would arrest the ones that were muling and trafficking and bringing these kids over. These kids are safe. All the kids are safe. None have died, unless it was of natural causes, but none have died and none have been given to the criminals that were going to be using them for adrenochrome or sex or whatever they were using, you know what I'm saying? So it's been a world. This is what's been taking so long, because these people have to be taken off the planet. They have to be.
Another point about this border situation that you bring up, There has not been any massive outbreaks of COVID at the border where everybody's dying from COVID, where none of them are wearing masks, none of them have medical clearance, any of it.
That's because COVID doesn't exist.
Well, I know, you know that, and I know that, but there's a lot of people walking around. Listen, I could tell you horror stories, but they don't involve COVID, they involve the mask. These sheep, it's like living in a horror film, you know. It's like the Night of the Living Dead.
I just love the way you put emphasis on certain words. You're like, the mask.
I really hate them because it identifies people as scared little people that are going to be dominated by this anybody, Miley Cyrus, you know, like these people. It's really sad that so many people are such willing slaves.
So imagine the numbers, man, before Trump got in office. We've been sleeping at the wheel. We've been sleeping at the wheel. It says that now, if this is true, average, just as just an average, some more, some less each year, average of 10 million kids worldwide were trafficked. So the rescue kids and adults are being kept in secret military bases in over 22 countries.
And how many kids were trafficked?
Each year, the average was over 10 million.
Okay, so when you say all these kids are missing, they probably, after they're trafficked, they go missing, like a lot of times.
But yeah, I know. So that's a
huge number. That's a huge number of kids.
That's a huge number. So let's take that number, or average of 10 million for 4 years under Trump. That will be 40 million. Hmm. So they only rescued 20. So this is just to show you how massive this child traffic, human trafficking, and what I'm learning is that Washington, D.C. was one of the biggest hubs of human and child trafficking in the world. That in London and the Vatican and the rest of these corporations. I mean, these people are sick. We were actually okay with a president having pizza and hot dog parties for $80,000 in the White House. And we all know that nobody on the planet has a party with $80,000 for hot dogs and pizza. Give me a freaking break. All right. The FBI word codes for hot dogs and pizza is little girls and little boys. All right. So don't give me this crap. So remember the WikiLeaks where somebody was trying to warn about, hey, you're getting loose with this, Obama. And he basically, Obama just tell him to shut up and fly in. I got this and all this other stuff. Listen, when we have to face this, your elected employee servants are the ones that are out there doing this stuff, okay? And they are doing this stuff with your money. Your money. They're using your money, your taxpayer money, to pay for operations to traffic kids from poor countries, from Mexico, from all these southern countries down there in South America, from all over the world, like Haiti, from China, okay? This is what they did. This is why they didn't want Trump in there. So you need to wake up now. You need to wake up now and stop playing little games like these are saints. They can't do no wrong. No, they are pieces of shit.
Well, you're barking at the wrong audience because no demtard, libtard, retards watch my show.
Well, they should watch your show. maybe they'll slip up one day and they'll say, well, this sounds like a nice little snarky lady. Let me listen to what she's got to say.
Oh my God,
they're trafficking kids. Yeah.
That
we
message.
Might wake up one or two.
That message was supposed to go out to libtard, demtard, dumbtards, which are still in existence, believe it or not. It's almost like we're talking about dinosaurs here, but okay. It's two different timelines. Delora and I were talking about that. It's two different timelines. They don't know any of this stuff that you're talking about that we have learned over the past 6 years. And it's mind-blowing, but that's what the media is capable of. And we talked earlier about a show, because I'm beginning to think that there was no election. There was no election.
No, it was a sting.
It's all the reveal. It's all a sting.
It was all a sting.
None of it was legal to begin with. And
corporation itself, the United States corporation itself is not even legal, not even lawful.
Well, and part of why Q knew so much was because it was a script that was going to happen to wake these idiots up. And a lot of it, enjoy the show. Well, I'm learning how brainwashed people are. That's what I'm learning. What about you, Sarge?
Maybe they can use the MedBed technology to unwash their brains.
I think they need to just zap a new one in.
Yo, but on another, because that was the next thing in my notes. MedBed technology is being used on to help a lot of these people that have been trapped in these rings and that was trapped in these dumbs. And they got regenerational tech that is being used also. They got tech that has been keeping. When we find out that, not only that we're going to get mad at the knowledge if they've been hiding from us and what they've been doing to kids, but the technology that they've been keeping from us, it's going to blow your mind. You know, they can, all these people that's been dying for media, for things that could have been saved because Big Pharma wants to make a killing off of putting chemicals in our bodies that's killing us.
Well, Sarge, it's even worse than that because Big Pharma, because the CIA causes it. They're all working hand in hand. So even if they would just stop doing what they've been doing to cause it, that would clear up a lot of cases. But they also have the answer in their hands of how to completely clear it up in everyone. And they're definitely not going to be sharing it with us.
Right. And what's sad is the millions that were born in dumbs and cities that can't be returned yet to the surface.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they want to come to the surface because most of them have never seen the sun or breathe surface air.
Well, you know. And I don't know who it was that brought it up, but you know how they take kids off planet and they tell them that, well, they put them to sleep somehow. And when they wake up, they're off planet and they tell them that the Earth no longer exists.
Right. It was blown away.
It was destroyed. So imagine what they tell these kids, you know.
And you have to now live like this in our structure where we have to keep control of everything so it won't happen again. I bet you that's what they're doing.
Yeah. They're telling them they're changing their reality.
Making them nothing but slaves. And those kids that and people that was kept like between 5 and 50 miles below the surface of the earth, their bone structures are different and they're weakened. They have less density than what we have. You know what I'm saying? It's just like when you go into let's say you dive into a pool or some water and you come up too quick, you get the bends. It's the same thing that will happen to them if they bring them up to the surface too quick. Because
how deep do you think they have them in there, Sarge?
From what I'm told, between 5 and 50 miles.
Wow.
And Gene Deco was saying that they were destroying dumbs that were 10 miles deep. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just that little bit of difference, 10 miles going down in the earth, it changes the pressure, you know what I'm saying, on the body. And you're not breathing fresh air anymore. You're breathing toxins and you're breathing reconditioned air that they pump into these places. So and it's all artificial. Everything is artificial that they're doing. So when you come to breathe real air, it could kill you.
And I've heard, depending on the biology, they find little pockets down there, like that the grays have to breathe the methane gas.
Yes, for some reason. Yeah.
And I guess other creatures have to breathe other. I guess they can live better in other combinations of air or gases.
Like, well, they use what we would call like what we use like space like apparatuses to breathe in space and all that. We have to use that. They have to use the same thing, you know. They have to use the same thing. A lot of them. They can't breathe the air here. They can't see the sun. That's why they're underneath the planets, because they can't deal with the radiation from the sun for very long. It would kill them. You know what I'm saying? That's why they want to regenerate this planet. They call it global warming and global cooling, or climate change. This has all been a reptilian freaking plan to regenerate so they can get up closer to the surface, probably come on the surface and live upon the surface. I don't know why. Nobody want to see their ugly asses anyway.
Well, that's what William Tompkins said. They were ugly. They were lizard looking people. That's what he said.
Nobody want to be.
But telling us is not going to cut it. So we pretty much have to expect that there's going to be some kind of showing of what's going on down there. And these kids have been basically raised down there.
Yeah, those are the ones that's most vulnerable. The ones that have been born down there, never seen the surface. You know what I'm saying? And they got they got generations of them that has been born and have never left down there.
But how do you think they're going to be able to expose this information to the public? I mean, they're going to have to show it.
I don't know that.
Well, they can't just tell it. They can't just.
Oh, they're gonna have video proof. I think they're gonna have proof, and they're gonna have the testimony of the people. You know what I'm saying? So,
but I think they're gonna have to. Some of these places, they're gonna have to open up to the public to show them. So that people can't be free to go down there and see for themselves.
A lot of families are going to be reunited with kids that they thought they were never going to see again. So that's going to help. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's probably going to be a miracle that any kid, number one, would be able to survive. But, you know, there's this flip side where there's going to be not a lot of therapy and reprogramming and everything.
Well, that's where we... That's where we come in. So,
well, you know, I saw this show once. It was a movie based on a true story where this kid got kidnapped, I think from the bus stop or on his bike. He was riding his bike or something. He got kidnapped. And it's like, I know my name is Steven, I think is the name of it. Anyway, his name was Steven, and he got kidnapped by these two pedos. And they had him held captive in the house. And when they started letting him up, they let him smoke and drink and do all this stuff. So eventually he got back to his parents, right? Mm-hmm. But he couldn't. It wasn't the same. It wasn't the same for the parents. It wasn't the same for him. His parents were telling him not to smoke after he'd been in this place, you know, and exposed to all of this stuff. And so, you know, these kids might have the same sort of.
This is going to be a test of our humanity. I think it's going to be one of we're going to might have to spend the next 20 years dealing with this and other things. Yeah. There will be some things that's going to be obsolete, you know, probably like McDonald's, you know.
Yeah, well,
and your Starbucks, we should get rid of them too, right?
Yeah, well, any of these Pepsi and Doritos and all these people. Oh, by the way, just so you know, Pepsi and Frito-Lay and all of them, they announced that they have stopped putting fetal tissue in their products. So given their honesty level, you can rest easy on that. And if you rest easy on that, I have a bridge you might want to buy in San Francisco.
I think they might be telling the truth now, because they can't do it anymore, because that's crimes against humanity. And I think the Alliance has got control of everything now. You know what I'm saying? At least 95% to 99% of all the evil corporations, I think, is they've been taken out.
And now they just have to prove to the world that this is what was happening.
Yeah. And I asked Wolf, I said, Wolf, man, why are you telling me this now? He said, because it's time. It's time. So something is opening up now. And we're going to start hearing more and more things like this, you know, about med beds, about the children, about all the things that's been going on with technology and stuff that's been hidden from us. And this is the greatest. I'm excited, you know, even though I still have what makes me sick to my stomach and tie up in knots, you know, just thinking about how the kids was growing in incubators and all they know all their lives is fear. And I don't even know if they know how to play anymore. You know, who knows? These people are sick, man. The adrenochrome industry alone was a $2 trillion a year industry, folks. That's what I heard. That's what he told me. He said, I said, $2 trillion, are you serious? Yeah, but over 2 million people worldwide has been arrested. Over 2 million, wow. And over 2 million more were killed fighting back. So he told me that, and I was like, well, I don't feel sorry for those people. You're going to say we need to get them off the planet somehow. You know, this is crime so hideous that you don't, you won't even see these type of crimes in movies. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, it just goes to show you how important it is to face reality, because we've been, first of all, we've been kept in the dark, but as loose as that package became over time, it's almost like humanity just doesn't want to look at it, you know, and I'm speaking from all of our perspective. We all had dark days, you know, where we weren't going to look at this. We weren't going to pay attention. We thought it was all BS, you know. And then at some point, something happened and that started to shift. And it really started to shift for me quickly around the 2016 election because of the WikiLeaks. That really, really helped. And I had friends coming out and telling me that they felt they had been part of some kind of program, which I was like, kind of like hesitant about. But now I know they were telling me totally the truth, because you know why? Because I investigated it. I researched it.
That's true. And you can go research it for yourself, people. I mean,
well, you have to.
When you go down these rabbit holes, it's going to lead you to certain things that's going to keep going, and you're going to get to it. And me and Linda want you to do this because we don't want to seem like we kooks. And if you go and you confirm and you, whatever amount of investigation you do, let's find out where is it leading you? Because these are my thoughts. President Trump went around the world showing evidence of these crimes to all the leaders and gave them one option. You either join us or stop this or be declared an enemy of humanity and be cut off from the world. And over 200 countries joined. And the biggest countries assisted with their military, with 22 militaries at first and one after. In every country, the deep state cabal was attacked and removed over the past 5 years. And this heresy of all the global criminals in all areas, from business, religions, like you were saying, who are these people? They're everywhere. They were attacked by this alliance, but they also needed assistance because of certain non-terrestrials, okay? Advanced technology was given to be built by humans to fight them, because they want to keep under the universal laws where you can't give a sentient species technology that is way beyond their capabilities to understand. So they would have us, they would give us the information, and we would take that information and build it ourselves. So it's not like them coming in here with their guns ablazing and doing it for us. We're going to be doing it apart to save this planet also, because that's what we needed. It has to come from within.
Right. And, you know, I wanted to say about the information as well. Yeah, we do the research, we put it out there, but people have to find, it's the kind of information that people have to find it out for themselves. No one can tell you that there is a alien presence on this planet. You have to go out and you have to say, well, I really want to find out if this is true. And if you really have that in your heart and you go out to find out if it's true or not, you're going to find out it's true, because it keeps coming back to that.
Yep. And all the people that we thought were kooks who were saying these things, they were true too. They wasn't lying. Right? You know what I'm saying? Just like, in some cases, things like the portals and electromagnetic weapons that I was hearing about for years, you know, I think that those are the things that the Galactic Alliance is helping us with, because we don't have the understanding of how a portal works, how we can go step in a portal and end up 100 light years away. You know, we don't know how to act that way. So they come in and they take over those things, the draconians and grays, you know, which infiltrated this planet hundreds of thousands of years ago. But it seems like the sinister group, the Draconians, have only been here like 26,000 years and started their agenda. It seems like there's been some criminal elements of all these species that join an alliance to claim Earth as its property. I remember you made a video that said that that the Earth was basically like a supermarket, right? Wasn't that you?
Yeah.
It's like a corporation.
Like a Whole
Foods. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
It's like a Whole Foods for them.
I mean, we laughing about it, but this is real. This is.
It was either Phil Schneider or Bill Cooper that said there are so many species of aliens on the planet. He listed a number. I think he said there were 13 and that 9 of them looked at us as bags of food.
Probably a lot more now. I heard it was over 60.
And it's
I don't know if they're all mad. I don't know if they're all bad. They might be, you know, they might be only one or two that's bad, you know, but
yeah, but in order to be here, well, first of all, if in order to be here you have to eat humans, then that's bad, you know.
Yeah, now there's the other ones that's benevolent, that's probably not interfering and hoping that we can rise up out of this, but I don't think once they're using higher technology to subjugate a species that don't have that type of capability to understand it, that's against universal law. And they keep it under the radar with the cooperation of traitors here of humanity here on Earth, you know, what we call the mankind, the ones that sell their souls and all of the under the guise of wars, famine, natural disasters, they run their operation. I'm a communication specialist and I'm a lawyer, and this just don't make it. Listen, I never thought that I was gonna be ever talking to you or anyone else about off non-world species that's here. I never thought this rabbit hole has taught me a lot, you know, and it's opened my eyes to a lot of things that even I thought, you know, because I'm more of a person that's more down to earth, you know, human rights, sovereignty, we are not slaves, that's me. But when I find out that what's behind all of this is something that is unexplainable unless you put this in the equation. Just like you said one time, who was it that said that again? I keep asking you the same question. I don't know. Was it Phil Snyder or was it someone else that said, when everything makes sense when you put these another species into the equation?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I think it is important who said it. We're talking about Bill Cooper. And yes. If you've ever looked at Bill Cooper's or listened to any of Bill Cooper's got, what is it called? The Hour of Something. And they're like 40-minute shows. And he gets into every single aspect of this. First, it's the Freemasons. Then it's secret societies. Then it's the Illuminati. Then it's the Templars. So he goes all through all of it.
Go get the book, Behold a Pale Horse. That's all you got
to
do.
Even listening to this thing, if ever there was someone who researched every possible earthly angle, it was Bill Cooper.
Right. So it's just like, that's about all that I got from him until next time we'll go into another guy that I've been researching with, and he's more off-worldly, and I got another female from Sweden that she's been studying this for a long time, and we're all correlating together because we get information from him, and then I get information from her, I get information from you, and I get information from where my content, and I all put it together. I'm trying to like make sense of this whole thing, and it's coming together as a beautiful sympathy of we've been lied to all our freaking lives.